Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Chris Bradish is in the studio. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
I know. Thank you for coming in. Now, your position at the Minster is?
Yeah, I'm the team rector of Newport Carisbrook with Gatcombe.
So that's the size of the parish. That's a fair-sized parish, isn't it?
It's a wonderful parish, yeah. Really glad to be here.
And you've got... So you're in charge of that huge, great church in the middle of Newport.
Yeah, Newport Minster is where you'll find me most of the time in the week.
And we have Hannah in from your team once a month to tell us what's going on. And it's, since the refurbishment, it's a very busy place, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been thrilled to open the doors over the last year or so and just to welcome back the people of Newport to the Minster and from around the island as well. And it's been such a joy, actually, to be able to meet so many different people from all walks of life who have found their way to the Minster, whether it be a concert or a church service or something else within the community that's drawn them there. And what a privilege to be involved.
The last thing I saw there was Coriolanus.
Yes.
By candlelight.
Yes, that was a bit of Shakespeare by candlelight.
Absolutely right. Brilliant.
Superb.
But it was very cold.
It was cold. But the clock's now working.
The clock's working. That's one of our claims to fame. We're really thrilled that that's working again. We're definitely working on the heating, and we need to keep going there.
I tell you what, it's better now than it ever was because you don't know how cold it was before they checked
the reverb.
We went to an event there, and we were really cold.
Because the boiler had broken completely, hadn't it?
It had. So, busy time for you this time of year then.
Really busy, but... great fun. The diary's full and it's been great just to be spending time with schools and in the community and at church. I guess walking through the season of Advent towards Christmas and reflecting on that journey that Mary and Joseph make towards Bethlehem, where they're kind of walking towards that place where they have to report for that census, and thinking about the themes of Advent, the themes of Christmas, listening to the stories of so many people as well and how they're feeling about Christmas this year.
That's good. And we've done a little bit of Christmas stuff up there, haven't we, before now?
We have.
Yes, no doubt you'll mention that. But have you got a few thoughts for us for the Christmas period?
Yeah, well, wasn't it a joy to welcome so many people for the Royal Foundation Carol Service with our Lord Lieutenant, Susie Sheldon, and the High Sheriff? We were really honoured to host that service, which was such a privilege to see so many people from different organisations around the island gathering together to hear those that special message from the Princess of Wales, but also just to really have a good sing-song, wasn't it? And we did have such a good time that evening, and we were so glad that Vectis Radio were able to broadcast it live. That felt like such an honour.
Well, we were very pleased.
It was the only one that was broadcast.
I think it's the only one across the country that was broadcast in that way.
Really? How about that? 15 others other than Westminster Abbey. So, not many services at all. So, we're thrilled that we could do that.
Well, I listened to it at home and I thought it sounded really, really good.
Yeah, we did all right.
I listened to it as well. It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, that's good to know because we worked quite hard on that.
You did.
That's not the only thing that's happening over Christmas at the Minster.
Not at all. No, tomorrow we've got a crib service in the afternoon at St John's. That's in the parish. And so that's going to be for families to come along and they can make together the nativity scene. So if you can picture the stable with the donkeys and the cows and the sheep and the straw all coming together, because, of course, we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus in the church. And so we're going to draw together the whole story that we've been building towards in Advent. So that'll be happening tomorrow at St John's. We've got our midnight mass services happening. St Mary's, Carisbrook, St John's, Newport, and of course at the Minster, 11:30. And then services happening on Christmas Day as well. The one to remember if you'd like to join us at the Minster is at 11 a.m.
So just in time to, you've got youngsters, they can open their presents before they go, kind of thing.
Exactly.
I got the look from you for that one. That's what used to happen to me. I used to open their big presents, then I got whipped off up to church with my parents, and then I think, well, what am I doing that for? And then we come back again, but lunch would be already on the go. So that's 11 o'clock at the Minster. And if you haven't been to the Minster for a while, it's changed a lot inside, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Shall we talk about that in a minute?
Yeah, okay. Yes, Chris, you're going to give us a bit of a pause for thought over the Christmas period, please.
Do you have a favourite Christmas movie? Without a shadow of a doubt, my favourite is Home Alone. I can pretty much lip sync the whole thing. And remember crying with laughter watching it for the first time. So much anticipation and energy. And I just remember all those traps that Kevin sets for the wet bandits. Do you remember the cling film and the feathers, the iron and the basement, the paint pot and the nail? We all wanted to be Kevin Wright. Can you remember when he runs home and the carol of the bells is playing in the background? There's massive tension. All preparing and scheming done, Kevin stands inside his house, turns to the camera and says, "This is it. Don't get scared now." And that's exactly the way I picture the angels in heaven, just 20 minutes before they appear to the shepherds. They're in the mightiest huddle. It's the ultimate hype moment. All these angels, they're fired up like a rugby squad about to hit the pitch in a World Cup final. They're squeezing in, boots stomping, wings pumping, wondering just how bright they can turn it up before the shepherds will keel over. You can imagine Gabriel going round the circle in the changing room, warning them not to kill any shepherds by going too bright. But they're very excited. It's the moment they've been longing for. Jesus, hope, is entering the scene. All of heaven is on a knife edge. The place is roaring. But Jesus arrives, not like a boxer into a famous boxing ring where he wants to show himself off, but much more like a whisper on the landscape of history. It's extraordinary. And with this incredible scene, it's a bit puzzling. Why did the angels visit the shepherds first? Now, I know Ophelia loves a joke, and here's my little joke about shepherds. Why did the shepherds get an early Christmas bonus? Because they were outstanding in their field.
Oh, dear.
You might find it in any good Christmas cracker this year. I mean, anyway, these shepherds, if God was looking to get the message out there, there were definitely more influential people to tell. But if you've ever put a tea towel on your head in the name of playing a shepherd, I think you've been on to a good thing. Shepherds at the Nativity echo the great shepherds we see in the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David were all shepherds. Shepherding is one of the key images we have for the way God cares for his people. Psalm 23, many of us will know it. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He's the one who promises to take care of all of our needs. He won't ever leave us. But if all we saw were kings in the stable, sure, we would see that Jesus is Lord, but we would miss that he's also the Good Shepherd. But that can't be all there is, because these really were first century shepherds. We're not told much about them, but shepherds were definitely towards the bottom of the food chain. Very little power and very little privilege. Neither were they popular. They had a reputation for taking their sheep onto other people's land and stealing some of the increase in the flock. Joseph and Mary were hardly well off themselves, and yet even they had to go to Bethlehem to be counted in the census. No one seemed to worry about whether these shepherds were counted at all. Shepherds were off-grid kind of folk, tolerated really because there was a job that needed doing. And yet, these are the very first people to hear that Jesus, Saviour, Christ and Lord, has been born. The greatest truth, I believe, the world has ever been told was first given to people the world wasn't sure about. And that is stunningly beautiful. God has a special kind of love for those who don't find it easy to fit in, who feel like outsiders, unlovable or disqualified for whatever reason. In the world's eyes, they might be questionable, but in God's story, they get front row seats. Life is full of so many challenges. I know Christmas won't be easy for everyone, but the shepherds show us the character of God's love. And of course, they make it in plenty of time to this epic birth story. God was taking care of all the timings. But I do just have one more story to tell, if I may, about something that happened in my life just 10 years ago. 10 years ago, this time of year, my wife was heavily pregnant with our second child. Now, I almost missed the birth of our eldest.
Oh dear.
So this time, I was absolutely determined to be on it. We had a bag packed and everything. At the first hint of labour, we bolted to a lovely maternity ward near where we were living. You know, bubble baths, mood music, all that kind of stuff. My wife was really looking forward to it, but things quietened down. And as we were so experienced, we thought that we would be much more comfortable at home. So we decided we would head home and come back when things got going. Next day, things really did get going. So quickly, in fact, that just after a few minutes of contractions, it was very obvious that we needed to go to hospital. But having been too early the first time, we were now way too late. We'd not got 2 miles before my wife said, "The baby's coming, the baby's coming." In absolute panic, in the pitch black cold and rain, I pulled into the first spot I could find, the car park of a sleepy pub called the Coach and Horses near where we lived. And I'm doing all I can to stay cool, controlling my breathing, finding my inner strength. Of course, my wife's there too. And the 999 operator is coaching me down the line. I open the boot, start to put the seats down, thinking, just like Kevin did in Home Alone, this is it, don't get scared now. But then I noticed a light on in the pub, and I ran in. And in a very British kind of way, I said, I'm so sorry to trouble you. Have you got any room? Any room at all? My wife's having a baby in your car park. We were so, so unprepared. But, you know, the paramedics arrived just in the nick of time. We lifted my wife into the ambulance, and just 6 minutes later, my little girl was born right outside Lidl in Oxford.
How nice.
Other superstores are available this Christmas. When babies come, when babies come. Usually, there's not a lot you can do about it. The question is, are you ready to meet them? We've been on a journey, haven't we? Here in Newport, here on the Isle of Wight. A journey that's taken us through Advent up to this moment. Mary and Joseph were on a journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. A journey taken by shepherds across fields, by kings across countries. A journey to a stable. And now there's the invitation to a journey to know what love looks like. As we look in that stable and see the baby Jesus. And we're just a day or so away from the big day. So I suppose all I would like to say by way of conclusion is that Jesus is with us this Christmas here in Newport, here on the Isle of Wight. He loves us. I believe that with my heart. He loves us however our lives look, and he cares about each one of us. And I would love to wish all of your listeners, if I may, a very happy Christmas, a very peaceful Christmas with you and yours, recognising that life is full of many challenges that we have to encounter, but that with God's love this Christmas, we can maybe face them a little bit more peacefully, a little bit more graciously than we might otherwise. I think God wants to say to us, I'm with you. You don't have to do this alone.
Thank you, Chris. That was really nice. I enjoyed that. You'll be quite busy, so you'll get Christmas dinner at some point.
Christmas dinner will surely follow on Christmas Day at some point. But you know, me and my wife, we've decided over the years that we're not going to put ourselves under pressure for it to look any kind of way. We'll just take it as it comes.
Yep.
And when the food is ready, then we'll enjoy it. But we won't worry about sitting down at a certain time of day. We don't worry about those things.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris. And we'll see you again during the year, I'm sure. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all those at the Minster.
Thank you so much.
They do a great job up there.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.